Be'ezer Hashem Yisbeuchu, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, and the laws of Korban Pesach, and the Seva Korbanos, laws of personal sacrifices. Where in this Perek, the Rambam clarifies what was mentioned in the previous Perek regarding that two of the cases mentioned in the Torah, which are an exemption from the Pesach Rishon, allowing him to bring Pesach Sheni, is Tamei B'derech HaChaker. So the Rambam discusses what type of a Tamei person gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. The Rambam gives Halacha Aleph describing specifically a unique type of Tuma, that of Tuma Mes, that has this Halacha. So what type of a tummy person are we talking about? Shenitchal Pesach Sheni, that we mentioned in the previous parak in Halacha Aleph, that he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. It's kol mi sheni yochel lechel es haPesach b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan. It's any person that cannot eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the fifth of the Nisan, the Seder night, m'nei tum asai, because of his tuma. Kugain, zavim. Like, for example, someone who has a seminal discharge that comes because of some type of an internal illness, or vizavis, which is a woman who has a menstruating of blood 3 days in a row, not during her regular cycle, or nidus, a menstruating woman, the yodis, a woman who gave birth, or boila nidus, or a man who had relations with a nida, where all these types of individuals have a long tumma of 7 days. Those are the types of people that have this halacha that he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, avon negeya ben nevei le b'sheretz. But if, let's say, someone touches a dead carcass or a sheretz, a dead bug, certain ones that the Torah talks about, because he's been thinking similar like that. B'yamar ba'asa on the 14th of Nisan, which that person only tamei up until the evening, and moreover, he's not mechusik kippurim, he's not lacking any carbon he has to bring the following day. It's a table that person could immerse themselves b'shechet nulam achshe yitbol, and they could slaughter the Korban Pesach after they immerse, where they're already immersed already. And in the evening, when they already have sundown, where he's totally pure, then he eats the Korban Pesach. So such a tummy person that we're saying in the Pasuk that he gets pushed up to Pesach Sheni, it only is regarding someone that cannot eat the Korban Pesach that night. But if he could even eat Pesach Rishon. Now, halacha beis. Tamei meis. Someone that became tummy from coming in contact with a dead person. Shechol shvi shaloi, where he has 7 days of that he has to purify himself. And the seventh day falls out to be Liz Barba Asa, falls out to be on the 14th of Nisan. So Afapi should tovel, so even if he immersed himself with Huzolov, and then they sprayed on him the sprays on the last day, which from the Parduma waters. Vadeiro Lechel Kachim Levin, he's going to be fit to eat Kachim Karbonis in that evening because he's going to purify himself. Ein Sheikh Nalav, you cannot slow the Korban Pesach of him. Elenitchel Pesach Shein, he gets pushed off to the second Pesach a month later. It says, that the men who were tamei from coming in contact with a soul of a person, meaning a dead person, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach that day. That's the pasuk talking about that they get pushed off to a month later. Now, from tradition, they learned, those people who were tamei in the times of the Midbar, this was day 7 of their purification process. And that was actually their question. Should they slaughter the Korban Pesach? But then they'll eat in the evening the Korban Pesach like everyone else. And it was told to them, no, that we're not going to slaughter it for them. And that's unique halacha, unlike that of which we said in the previous halacha of for sheretz and nevela, where you could be purified that evening. Here you're going to get pushed off. Now, when we say this, the Rambam holds this idea, is specifically when the person had a tumah from a dead person, that it would be that type of tumas mesha nuz megalechel, and that another, a different individual, he would have to cut off his hair because of the tumah that he had, which is only certain types of tumas mesha that nuz has to cut off his hair. But let's say he came tumah from other contractions of tumah from a dead person. She'en nuz megalechel, and that the nuz actually would not have to cut off his hair for those things. Then sheikhnu le b'shvi shalai, then actually you do slaughter for him the Korban Pesach on his day 7. Acha sheyitbol, after that he immersed himself with yuzolav and he was sprayed on him. And when its sun sets, actually, then they actually could eat this Korban Pesach. Halacha Gimel continues, specifically regarding the Zavim and the Nidus. So Zav Shado Shtirius. Let's say you have a Zav, who had 2 discharges of Ziva, which he has to count 7 clean days, that he doesn't have any Ziva discharge, and to immerse himself, but he doesn't have an obligation to bring a Korban the following day. That's only if he saw 3 times. He only saw 2 times. So Rasav Shabiyam is counting 7 clean days of not having a discharge. B'tavol B'shvi. And he's immersed himself on the 7th day of his purification. So, and that's the 14th of Nisan. Shechet Nalav, you could slaughter the Korban Pesach of him. Boich Levin, he could eat the Korban Pesach that evening. Again, he's not like a regular Zavim Bezavis, which he still has 7 days, where he's not going to eat it. No, he's going to be pure that night. So he could eat it that night. Now, Vimra Zayv Achash Nizagadam. Now, what happens if, let's say, after the blood of the Korban was already sprayed, it's still on the 7th day, and then he has a ziva discharge. He's exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni a month later because when the blood of the carbon was sprayed, he was tahar because he had already had the purification and the tefillah on day 7. So he fulfilled his obligation with his carbon Pesach. And even though he didn't finish his 7 days yet, but that's already considered as he was tahar. As we find the Chin Shemer Sim Keneged Yom, what's called someone who has to safeguard one day because of one day, which is what's called a Zava Ketana. If a woman sees blood one day during her non-nida days, or 2 days during her days of what's called ziva. So the halacha is that she has to keep the following day to make sure that she doesn't have a discharge. Tevelis b'yem hashimer, she could immerse herself on the day that she's watching, and she doesn't have to tevel in the evening after the day. Like we explained, the laws of forbidden relations in Hilchas Asura Biyah, Perek Vav Halacha Tes. And b'sheichdin aleh, the silver could slur the korban Pesach for a bad day of Shemeres Yom is on Erev Pesach. V'echel eslev, she could eat that evening. And v'mirasa dam achash nizik dam Pesach. Let's say she has a discharge of blood after the blood of the korban Pesach was sprayed. So essentially, she really always then was tameh. No, but true b'las Pesach she is going to be exempt for being a second korban Pesach. And the reason that is because mikta sayim kekul, and that's the idea that we're talking about in these halachas, where since at the time that the blood was sprayed, she was already tar, because even though the day wasn't finished yet, but partial of the day is considered like the whole day, so she already fulfilled the obligation. So although really now once that she has a discharge, it turns out it wasn't anything, but at the time that it was done, the zrika, then she was tar, and so to the previous case. Now, but v'ein sheichdin ala nida b'shvi shalah. But in contrast, let's say a menstruating woman, who when she's finishing her day 7, and she's on day 7, you cannot slow the korban Pesach for her. The reason that is, because unlike the case we brought before, Shari in a table is Adler Shminish, and I'll table during the daytime. She has to table only after all the 7 days are done, at nighttime of the 8th day of the following day. And also, and she actually would not be able to eat from Kachim until the following night, because she has to have Harav Shemesh, so she's only tabling the night of the 8th day. She could only eat the Kachim the following, after she has Harav Shemesh, which she didn't have for her Tviliyat, which is the night of the 9th. So, in other words, besides the reasoning that we said, which she can't even table yet, there's another reason that even for those who hold that you could actually go ahead and bring it for someone that's tummy right now, it's only if you could eat that evening, but this person can't even eat it that evening because she can only eat it on the following night, the night after the Seder night. Halacha Daled continues regarding with another category, that of Mechutzri Kippurim. So Mechutzri Kippurim, which these are individuals called lacking atonement, which is the Zav and the Eledis and the Zav who had 3 discharges of Ziv and the Mitzera. They're called lacking atonement because even though they're purified from their tumma by immersing and having sundown, the ultimate purity is not finished until they could eat from kachim, which is only when they bring their carbon that they have to bring after the purification on the following day. So let's say shechol yom havas carbon they say him. Let's say the day when they have to bring their carbon, which is like day 8, that falls out ba'arba asa, that falls on Erev Pesach on the 4th of Nisan. So shechdin aleim, you could slaughter the carbon Pesach with them. Umak kriven carbon they say him ba'arba asa manisan, and you could sacrifice their carbons on the 4th of Nisan. Bein koid meshchitas haPesach, whether that's before the korban Pesach is slaughtered, benachas shchitasai, or whether after the korban Pesach is slaughtered, you could go ahead and bring their what's called mechutzri kippurim kabanas, and then moichem b'shem l'erb, and then they could eat the korban Pesach that evening, because they'll be able to eat it. Bein sheich naleim, but you don't slaughter it for them at shiyim through korban sinei and kinesim biyad bezdin. You don't slaughter the korban Pesach for them unless their korban mechutzri kippurim was already given over to the courts of the kahanim. Because maybe they're going to be negligent, and they're not going to bring their Mechutzri Kippurim Kabban. It turns out they would never purify, and therefore their Karm Pesach was in waste. Halacha continues with the laws of Mitzayra that applies to these halachas. Mitzayra Shachal Shemina Shalai. If a Mitzayra, his day 8, which is when he brings his Karbanas after his purification process, falls at least by Basa, it falls out to be on the 14th of Nisan, which is similar to what we said before, but here's a complication. V'rok Kedi Bay Bayem. He saw Kerry, a seminal discharge, on that day. Now, the law of Balkari is that it gets sent out of 2 of the 3 machnas. Machna Shechiyah, Machna Shechiyah, Machna Leviyah. Now, the Ezes Noshim is Machna Leviyah. So, technically, as a Balkari, because of the seminal discharge, he cannot enter the Machna Leviyah. Now, still in spite of that, there is a Tayvel, he could immerse himself, V'nichnas Ezes Noshim, and he could enter the Ezes Noshim, U'mid V'Kabbanazim, and he could bring his Kabbanas. As the Ram explains, although generally someone who immersed himself that day, like this Balkari, it's not allowed to go into the women's courtyard. But since that prohibition is only rabbinic, Now, but Yom Zeh, but this day, who Yom HaKrovas HaPesach B'Meyad, is the day of sacrifice of Karban Pesach in its designated time. And if you're not going to let him come into the Ezes Nashim to bring his Karban, you're not going to be able to bring his Karban Pesach, because he has to come in there to bring his Mechus HaKrovam, to be able to have the Karban Pesach brought for him. And he can only do it if he goes into Ezes Nashim, which is part of his purification procedures. So you have a say, Shish Bekaris, so the positive commandment of bringing Karban Pesach, which if you don't bring it as a Pan Ram Karas, comes along, and overrides this rabbinic prohibition of the Balkari of entering into the Eznashim. Lachavav, continuing on complicated cases regarding how we relate the biblical directive of bringing the Karban Pesach as it relates to rabbinic prohibitions, specifically regarding the prohibition of spraying someone on Shabbos. Someone became tummy from a dead person. In general, if the day 7, which he gets sprayed with a paraduma ash water on day 3, day 7, if his day 7 falls out to be on Shabbos, and really should be sprayed on day 7, we don't spray on him, rather we do it the following day, which would be his day 8, because you don't have to specifically do it on day 7, and spraying someone is a rabbinic prohibition. Now, even if his day 7 falls out to be on the 13th of Nisan, which is on the Shabbos, so we're going to push him off to the 14th of Nisan. And what's going to happen is, so on the 14th of Nisan, we're going to spray him then to purify him. And therefore, we're not going to slaughter the Karban Pesach of him, like we explained in Halacha Beis, because a Tamei Meis, who is day 7, falls out on the 4th of Nisan, we said, you don't slaughter the Karban Pesach of him, which is a unique halacha by that of Tamas Mes. Rather, he's going to get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Which Rambam is bothered. What do you mean? But the prohibition of spraying the tummy person with the purifying waters on Shabbos is only forbidden Mishum Shavuos because of rabbinic prohibition. Pesach b'karis. But bring the Karban Pesach is a penalty if you don't bring it that of punishment of karis. So how could they go ahead and create their rabbinic prohibition in a situation of where it's flying in the face of the schiv karis of the Karban Pesach? Meaning, in Halacha Hey we said regarding the Mitzayir, and later in Halacha Ches we'll say regarding Beis HaPras, and later in Halacha Tzis we'll say regarding an Oinid that we say, no, the biblical directive of schiv karis is going to override the rabbinic prohibition. Why are we here? The rabbinic prohibition is going to override the biblical imperative. Says the Rambam, they should be yom shu asa bazoi. The reason is because on the day that he's forbidden to be sprayed, mishum shvos, because the rabbinic prohibition, which is on Shabbos, which his day 7 falls out to be on the 13th of Nisan, ein zman ha-karban shechayim alav karis. That's not the date of the carbon which he's obligated to karis for, because that's only the following day on the 4th of Nisan, which Erev Pesach, which on the Sunday. So therefore they maintain their rabbinic prohibition and say, we're not going to let you do it, because how can we let you override the rabbinic prohibition for the deraisa, but that's not even today. Now, although that's ultimately going to cause, well, you're not doing it today, then you do it tomorrow. But you do it tomorrow, but then it's day 7, which is purifying himself, which then he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Even so, that's more of a secondary cause, and therefore they maintain the rabbinic prohibition, even if he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach on the first Pesach Rishon. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the Oral, the one who's uncircumcised, and regarding a Ger. Halacha Zayin, Yisrael Oral, and which they have a related halacha. If there's a Jew who's uncircumcised, Shemal be'erev Pesach, where he first circumcised himself on Erev Pesach, so shachtin lavachar Shemal. So now he's a regular Jew. He's not held back by the circumcision because he has it. So he slaughtered the Karban Pesach of him after he circumcised. Aval gershin is gar, but in contrast, a non-Jew who converted be'yem abo aser on the 14th of Nisan, umal v'tov, and he circumcised himself and he immersed himself in the mikvah, ein shachtin lav. You can't slaughter the Karban Pesach of him. Shein ochel erev, as we're going to shortly explain, he cannot eat it that evening. And in halacha, we treat him like as if he has just detached himself, removed himself from a grave, where he needs 7 days, and then he purifies himself like someone who actually came in contact with a corpse. Now, what is this? This ger didn't come in contact with a dead person. Yes, but it's a gezeirah. It's a rabbinic decree. Maybe next year, on Erev Pesach, the ger will come in contact with a dead person. Now, and then he'll go into the mikvah, he'll eat that evening by the Seder at the Karban Pesach. V'yamin is going to say, last year that's what the Jews did for me. I got a bris milah, I went to the mikvah, and I ate the Karban Pesach that evening. And he's not going to realize that last year, although, let's say, an hour before he went to the Bezdin to get his milah and his tefillah, he had been by the cemetery, and he was in contact with a dead person, but he was a guy, he was not Mekabel Tumah. Now he's Yisrael, he's Mekabel Tumah. And because of that concern, we say, if he's having the tefillah right now, we're not going to let him go ahead, and he's giving the mila right now, we're not going to let him go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach. Now, we're going to treat him as if he became a conduit with a dead person. Now, what do you mean? This decree is rabbinic. Not bringing the Korban Pesach is a punishment of curse. So again, the question is, and he cannot give the answer we gave in the previous halacha, how could the rabbis maintain their rabbinic concern in the situation of curse, b'yom ha'korban, on the day of the korban, which is unlike the answer we gave before, shu yom ha'bas, and this is on the 14th day itself. So how could they maintain the rabbinic prohibition? So the reason is, because really, a convert is not obligated to mitzvahs, until he circumcises and he immerses himself in the mikvah. The inner table, and he doesn't table in the mikvah at sheidopim in the mila until he first heals from the circumcision. K'mishran hinagers, like we explained in the context of the laws of conversion in the 14th parak over there on Olach Hay. Lefika chemida devarim, but Malcolm said they were to maintain the rabbinic prohibition in this situation. Sharizehamol, because this one who circumcised himself, yesh leishalei litbol, he has the option of not immersing himself at sheyavri until he heals. And below Yovel Dechiv Klan, therefore he wouldn't come to the obligation at all. So even if he does, we say you didn't have to, and therefore we're going to maintain your exemption of not bringing the Korban Pesach on this year. Lachaches continues regarding someone who's not sure if he's Tamim Yes, and also the laws as relates to an Oinen, where if that person lost his close relative that day. Lachaches, Mishtubah Bebeis HaPras. If someone enters into the Beis HaPras, which is referring to an area, pras means broken, which is an area that there was a grave that was plowed over, where then the bones got broken up into the dust, and they got spread out and scattered throughout the whole field. So therefore, the rabbis made a gzera of tumah on the whole field that was plowed over, because there's bones everywhere. So if someone comes to a base of pras and he's on the way to go bring the Korban Pesach, so he blows the area as he goes. And if he doesn't find any bones that he hovered over or touched, and they didn't become tummy, so he could slaughter and bring and eat his Korban Pesach, even though he walked through this area of the Beis HaPras. Meaning, because the tumah of this area of the Beis HaPras is rabbinic mishpat hilchos tumimis, like explain the laws of tumah from a dead person in Perek Beis Halacha de Zayin. So below midu devarim b'makom karas, the rabbis did not maintain their rabbinic prohibition in the situation of karas, mishpat, like we explain in Halacha Hay regarding the mitzayir, and b'chem Beis HaPras shenidish. So too, let's have this area of Beis HaPras, which after it was plowed over, then actually it was trampled with people's feet, which it's crushed any bone that was possibly there. Tahar lo isa pesach. It's considered pure for the one who's coming to bring his Korban Pesach. It's not possible that there could be a bone the size of a barley corn that wasn't trampled and threshed and smashed with the feet that walked all over it. And therefore, we consider it's pure for the one who's coming to bring the Korban Pesach. Halacha tes. Ha'inin. Regarding someone who lost a close relative that day. Ro lech la pesach l'erv. He's fit to eat the Korban Pesach that evening. Why? Although we consider aninus at the night time, that's only rabbinic. So like we said, although aninus is not allowed from kachim, but since only rabbinic, they did not maintain the rabbinic prohibition in the situation of karas for this halach of Korban Pesach. Rather, we slaughtered the Korban Pesach of him, but toivel, and he immersed himself, and then he goes ahead and he eats the Korban Pesach. And why is he toiveling? What's the point of this tefillah? He didn't touch the dead person. So that he should separate himself mentally from this mourning, he should not remove his consciousness from his Korban Pesach. Now, when we say this, only if his relative died after noon on the 4th of Nisan. Shekvon is chayav Korban Pesach, was really obligated in Korban Pesach. Because once afternoon starts, the chiv starts. But let's say his relative died before noon, then in Shekhin Alav, then you don't slaughter the Korban Pesach for him, because it's already an Oinen. The Shekhin rather gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, Vim Shachtu Lav Bezarka, but let's say they did slaughter the Korban Pesach for him, and they sprayed the blood for him. So then Teichav, again, he'll table himself, and he'll eat that evening, because again, he's really allowed to eat. Mizle Miz Bishleisha also, let's say he lost a relative on the 13th of Nisan. Ukvar Barba also, but they only buried him on the 4th of Nisan. Now, Harehu Beyim Kvurim, the day of the burial, he's considered Oinen Devarim, is like rabbinic Oinen. So the inner type is Leilam in the Brim, so it's not even going to have a rabbinic extension of the night time, meaning the night of the state of night is not even rabbinically as anointed. So the Fikr Shaykh Nalab, so therefore you could slow the Korban Pesach from a table and he could immerse himself, and he could eat that evening, even for Shaykh Kachem, because it's not even the rabbinic aninus at all. For Korban Pesach, we'll reject the rabbinic aninus, but for other Kachem, we won't, but here you don't even have rabbinic, because the day itself is rabbinic, we're not going to extend the night and make a rabbinic. So to be Yim Shmu, the day that he hears about his relative having passed, which even if it was a while ago, or the day that they gather the bones because they're moving the burial to somewhere else, that will have the same halachic rabbinic status as the day of the burial. Therefore, someone gathered together the bones of his relative on the 14th of Nisan, meaning if he had that done, not himself, or he hears that his relative died, and he immerses himself and can eat kachim that evening. Let's say someone was digging by a pile of rubble, levak shalemes, because he was looking, let's say a building collapsed, and he was looking for the dead. So in Shechin Lav, you don't slaughter Korban Pesach just for this individual. Together with other people, we're not concerned that would be permitted, but just for him, we wouldn't do it, because maybe they might actually find the dead person there in the pile of rubble. Now it's going to come out that at the time of that when they were digging, he was leaning over the dead person, and Vareu Tamei B'Shah Shechita, that means to say that he was richly impure at the time that the Shechita was done, and we said in Halacha Alf, you now slaughter for a person that's Tamei from a dead person. Now, let's say Shachat Olav, let's say they did slaughter Korban Pesach him, but Leinim Tzasham Mes, and they didn't end up finding a dead person over there. Okay, then he could eat the Korban Pesach that even turns out because he wasn't Tamei. Nim Tzasham Mes Achas Shenezek Adam, let's say they do find a dead person, but only after the blood of his Korban Pesach was already sprayed for him. So im neidele bevada yishayu tami b'shal zrikazdam, if it turns out that we only realize this afterwards, but he knew definitively that he was tummy at the time, retroactively looking back at the clock, that he was tummy at the time that the blood of the carbon was sprayed, kugun shayu gal ogal, let's say it was a round heap of stones which turns out was only covering the dead person and there was no more space, where most definitely if he was digging he was leaning over the dead person, so he most definitely was Tamei, although we only found out after the Zrikas Adam. So he's obligated in a second Korban Pesach, because it turns out he really was Tamei, and it was not valid at the time of the Zrikas Adam. Now, but let's say him suffer, let's say there's doubt regarding this. Let's say it was a long mound of rubble, which covers the dead person, and also more space than that. Now, maybe he was never over the dead person at the time before the blood was sprayed. And maybe only became Tamei only after the blood was sprayed. So he's a part of Pesach Shein, therefore he's going to be exempt from bringing a Pesach Shein, because we could say that maybe he was tar at the time, and we're not going to bring a Pesach Shein out of doubt, because maybe he really is not obligated in it. Let's say someone was passing by a road, and they find that there's a dead person that was laying there along the width of the road, and this guy had passed through that road. So if this corpse was what's called Tumah of the depth, which means to say that no one in the world had ever known that this person was ever buried here. So although we consider this person Tumah for the laws of Trumah, we consider him Tar for the laws of Pesach, and he could slaughter and even eat his Korban Pesach that night, although he maybe touched that dead person, since it's considered Tumah of the depth, Tar la Pesach, he's Tar for the laws of Pesach, which is Halacha L'Meshech Sinai. This is v'afa pisha meis shalom, even if the corpse was intact. So, unlike if it was like in pieces, you could have said that maybe he walked between the pieces, but if it's intact, you can't say that. And v'umina katz al katz, he also went from one end of the road to the other end of the road. He took up the whole width of the road. Still, there is a oisa pesach. Still, that individual could bring his Korban Pesach. Ache yed b'vadish, unless you know definitively that it became tamei from it. Now, but remember, when we say this, it's only k'shoyim ha'alach b'ragel, only if he was walking on his feet, because it is possible that he didn't touch the dead person. But let's he was riding on something, was carrying a load, where he obviously is not walking, he's obviously moving side to side. Then Hariza Tame, then he's going to be considered Tame, even though it's Tumah of the depth that we never knew about it beforehand. Because it's not possible that he either didn't touch or caused to move or lean over, because you're out of balance when you're either riding or carrying a load, and you most definitely had touched it in some form or manner. And therefore, we're going to consider you as Tame. And we already explained the laws of this Halacha Meshech Sinai, of the Tumah of the depths, and the laws of Naziris in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches. Now, Yud Beis. Misha Asa Pesach Beches Keshutar. Let's say someone brought the Korban Pesach with the presumption that it is tar. Then subsequently he finds out, up until we told him beforehand, what could he do if he didn't bring the Korban Pesach yet, but he finds out there was Tumah Satayim. So that's what we discussed. Walking by foot or riding. Now let's say here he had already brought the Korban Pesach, and only then he finds out that he was really Tamei from a Tumah of the depth. In the Chayyav Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. But Dov is Alocha Mepikabola, and this is also Alocha Meshmesina from the tradition. Avam Noigle Shaytami Betumi Yeduba. Let's say he finds that after the Korban Pesach was already brought, it turns out that he had been Tumi from a known Tumah. He obviously didn't know, but someone knew that there was a dead person here. In the Chayyav Pesach Sheni, it turns out that he really was not able to bring it, and therefore he's going to be obligated in the second Korban Pesach. Someone came to me from a dead person. For whose love Shleshu Rishvi, and he got the sprays of the par aduma ash waters on day 3 and day 7. Now on day 7 he became tummy from a grave of the depth where no one even knew there was a dead person ever here. Now, but yeah, he also didn't know. And he brought his Korban Pesach with the presumption, because he didn't even realize that he had passed over that grave, that he's tar. Then subsequently he finds out that, oh, really, there was a grave over there? No one ever knew. They only discovered later that he's coming from Tumas HaTayim. In the Chayav Pesach Sheni, he's not obligated to bring the Pesach a month later. Because since he had already immersed himself on day 7, so Pasku Tumah HaRishayna. So already he had severed and stopped his original Tumah because the fact that he tivled, so that's already enough of a purification. And the Tumas HaTayim doesn't contradict and undo his tahara after he had already immersed himself and had the being sprayed on day 7. And the Tumas HaTayim itself doesn't obligate him in Pesach Sheni, as we said, if he finds it afterwards that he was tummy. So therefore, in that situation, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Al nitma b'Tumas HaTayim b'shisha Tumas. But let's say he had became tummy from a Tumas HaTayim on day 6 of his purification, where he had not yet been purified from his known Tumas HaMes, because it was only day 6, and even if he only finds it until the following day after he brings his Korban Pesach, in that situation, there is a Chayav Pesach Sheni, he will be obligated in the second Korban Pesach. Why? Shecheskes HaTamei Tamei, where in the laws of Chazaka, we consider it as the prior status of his Tumah remains Tumah, actually Yitar Vade, until you're definitively Tahar. And the reason for that is because what's called shereglaim ledavi, because there's indicating factors for your prior status, which you would definitely be tummy, and because you had a chazak of tummy. So you remain with that tumma until we know otherwise. And since the tumma's hatoim, you were tummy on day 6, you weren't yet pure. It's only when you were purified on day 7, and then you had tumma's hatoim, so it didn't contradict what was before, because you already had been done with that, and it's not creating a problem for the future tumma's time. But here we had on day 6, so you never really got removed from it because of Tumas HaTayim. So then it will make it problematic, and then actually then he will not be exempt from the Pesach that he brought by Pesach Rishon.